الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته الأقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد الفتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصافت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الإمام الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لفاطمة تسعة أسماء عند الله عز وجل Fatima was Siddiqa. Our sixth Imam has said that Fatima alayhi salam has nine names with Allah. Fatima and As-Siddiqa, Al-Mubarakah, Al-Tahira, Al-Zakiyya, Al-Radiyah, المرضية المحدثة and الزهراء
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
These names which we learned from the hadith are each of those names are exceptional fadilat and superiority for Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha to the highest level. And we find that especially towards the name of Fatima alayhi salam, there is an exceptional importance. Likewise, the name of Tahira and Zakiyya, which proves her spiritual cleanliness and greatness, but the level of Taharat that she enjoys is not paralleled by any other woman in the history, so which makes the status of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha unique. Also, the two names of Raliya and Marziya, the one who is pleased with Allah and the one with whom Allah is pleased, is certainly of the highest level of Rida. Muhaddatha, I never found anywhere in the history that this name had been shared between her and anyone else in the entire history. Being the audience of the angel of Allah the angel of Allah used to arrive on her and talk to her and tell her things from on behalf of Allah, and that's the reason why she has been named as Al-Muhaddatha. Az-Zahra, the illuminous. Obviously these are Ayyam Fatimiyya. These are the days which are related to Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha. And the more we talk about her is always less in consideration to her azamat and greatness. Inshallah, we have our honorable guest speaker arriving from Houston, Samahat Sheikh Habhab, coming on this Sunday, obviously holding the major speech on the Milad of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha on this Sunday, inshallah. But it's very much appropriate that we discuss about her personality as much as we can, so we can benefit from her Nuraniyat and her Azamat. Zahra is a title which means illuminous, and the Nur of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha has filled the entire earth. And this is proven from the Mu'tabar and authentic hadith. At the time of the birth, I have written down this hadith, which is from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. That wulidat Fatima alayhi salam bi Makkah ba'da mab'ath Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi bi khams sinin yawm al-jum'ah 20 min jumadi al-thaniya. Imam alayhi salam is informing us that Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi was born on the 5th year after the bi'that, after the Holy Prophet was officially asked by Allah to start his propagation. That is what we call yawm al-mab'ath, yawm al-bi'thah, when Prophet was asked by Allah to start his propagation officially. So it's not the day like some of the sects of Islam say that Prophet became a Rasul on that day. In our Aqeedah, we believe the Prophet is born as a messenger from day one. So he was not made a Rasul on that day. He was asked by Allah to start the propagation and tabligh officially from that day onwards. That is called Yawmul Mab'ath, Eidul Mab'ath, the day of Bi'thah. So that after the Bi'thah of Rasulullah, 5 years after that, on the day of Jumu'ah, 20th of Jumadi, Al-Thaniya, is the birthday of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi. And Shaykh Saduq narrates the narration from Al-Mufadhal ibn Umar, rahmatullahi alayhi, which is one of the great companions of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Mufadhal ibn Umar is Siqa and Mu'assaq. He has various narrations from our sixth Imam. So Al-Mufadhal ibn Umar rahmatullahi alayhi says that Qultu li Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, kayfa kana wiladatuhu? How was the birth of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha? Qala, inna Khadija lamma tazawwaja biha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi hajaratha niswatu Makkah. When Hazrat Khadija sallallahu alayha married the Holy Prophet, Prophet married her, the woman in Makkah boycotted her, isolated her, and basically nobody had any contact with Hazrat Khadija any longer. So she was basically boycotted by all the women in Makkah. And just for the sake of basically punishing her, torturing her, isolating her for the fact that she supported the yatim of Abu Talib alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And they never used to la yadkhulna alayha wa la yusallimna alayha. They never used to pay a visit to her. None of the women of Makkah used to pay a visit to Hazrat Khadija. She was alone. That's what we always mention, isn't it right? That all the Anbiya and Awliya did their Qiyam for the sake of Allah, their uprisings, Furada. Isn't it right? Quran says, إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَن تَكُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادَى. Isn't it right? Allah is commanding us, I only advise you to stand for the sake of Allah in pairs and alone. And that's what Imam al-Khumayni Ridwanullah alayhi used to say frequently, that he used to say that the prophets of God, all of them did their qiyam alone. Because they are people. When you talk to our mu'mineen from various countries in Islamic Ummah, why don't you fulfill your fara'ib? Some people reply, we are alone. There's nobody who can support us. And that's why they miss their fara'ib and duties towards Allah and towards the walayat of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Whereas this shows the fact we did not understand the Siratul Anbiya and Siratul A'imma, because all the Anbiya were alone and all the A'imma were alone, except very few people, very few. In Arabic we have a proverb, they say, An-nadaru kal-ma'dud. The less rare number is not even counted to be there. It's just like as if it's not there. So all the Anbiya did their Qiyam, Furada. All the Awliyaullah, including Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayhi, is one of the greatest Awliyaullah and beloved servants of Allah. She did her Qiyam alone. So she was boycotted by all the women of Makkah. Now, what happened at the time of birth is that فَاسْتَوْحَشَتْ لِذَلِكَ خَدِيجَةَ الْكُبْرَى. She was obviously feeling scared or upset, scared because of that. Obviously everybody will be, when you are isolated, it upsets you, it's natural. So وَكَانَ جَزَعُهَا وَغَمُّهَا حَزْرًا عَلَيْهِ. She was afraid that nobody ends up harming the Holy Prophet. That's what her fear was. Not about her own self. So when the time came that she became pregnant with Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, تحدثها من بطنها وتصبرها. Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, in the womb of her mother Khadija salamullah alayhima, Hazrat Fatima used to talk to her mom from the womb, inside the womb, and give her the advice of doing sabr and patience. That's how the imams used to talk to their mothers. So no matter of surprise. And وَكَانَتْ Khadija تَكْتُمُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولَهُ. She did not inform that to the Prophet. Once it happened that Prophet came and he heard that Hazrat Khadija, فَدَخَرَ Khadija, and the Prophet found دَخَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ يَوْمًا فَسَمِعَ Khadija تُحَدَّثُ فَاتِمَا. Once the Prophet came into his house, and he found Hazrat Khadija talking to somebody, obviously Prophet knew he has ilm al-ghaib. So he asked, who are you talking to? And she replied, I'm talking to this child who is in my button, in other words. So Prophet said, right now Jibreel is informing me that she is a girl. And Ya Khadija, Hada Jibreel, Yubashiruni Annaha Unsa, Wa Innaha An-Nasma Tahir Al-Maymuna. And she is the, in other words, the lady who is having barakat, you know. Wa Inna Allah Ta'ala Sayyaj'alu Nasli Minha. And soon Allah is going to make my nasl and lineage through her. And سَيَجْعَلُ نَسْلَهَا أَئِمَّةً. And Allah is soon going to make her lineage, from her lineage, there will be imams coming out. وَيَجْعَلُهُمْ خُلَفَاءِ فِي أَرْضِهِ. Allah will make them the Khalifa and deputies on his earth. Ba'da inqida'i wahyihi, after the wahi stops. That means after the Holy Prophet. Wahi stops at the Holy Prophet. Wahi comes on the Prophet, ilham comes on the A'imma alayhi salam. So wahi stops means after the Holy Prophet expires, when he passes away, when he becomes shaheed. After that there are imams, and they will be, all of them are khulafa. And falam tazal Khadija ala dhalika ila an hadarat wiladatuha. So the situation, in other words, continued till the time of her birth of Hazrat Fatima came, that time arrived, the time of delivery arrived. Fatawajjahat ila nisa'i Quraysh. She, in other words, sent a message to the women of Quraysh, and ta'alayna, so that they can come and basically help her out. All of them refused. None of them came. Not a single woman came to help her. And anti asaitina, you were the one, you disobeyed us. And walam taqbili qawlana, did not accept what we were asking you to do. And you married, what is a wajdi, Muhammadan yatima Abi Talib. And you are the one who married Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the orphan of Abu Talib. Faqiran falasna naji'u wala. So basically, then we are not going to come to you, and we are not going to basically take care of your situation. So when this happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see, Allah has said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Isn't that right? Whoever has taqwa, Allah provides opening for him. So Hazrat Zahra, Hazrat Khadija salamu alayhi wa sallam, is at the qimmat al-taqwa. He is as the climax of taqwa. Such a great lady for whom, when Prophet is coming down from Mi'raj, and he asks Jibreel, do you have a hajat? And Jibreel says, my hajat is that you say salam to Khadija. That means when Prophet comes down from Mi'raj, Jibreel's hajat is that Prophet says the salam of Jibreel to Khadija. This is the azamat of Hazrat Zahra, Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha, that Jibreel feels pride in saying his salam to. See, the salam is another beautiful concept. We can sometimes, inshallah, discuss about the concept of salam in Islam. What does it mean? Salam actually is one of the asma, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamul mu'min al muhaymin. Isn't that right? Allah himself is salam. It's a very important discussion if we talk about what is the concept of salam, to whom it is allowed to say salam, to whom it is not allowed to say salam, and why. And why Allah sends salam on somebody, and who are the ones who receive salam from Allah. When Allah is sending salam and considering some people to be deserving and ahl of salam, if we say salam to those people, what happens to us? It's a very important and interesting discussion, inshallah. Sometimes we can talk about that. That's not our subject tonight. Allah is already sending salam on Hazrat Khadija. Inna Allaha, in the hadith we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels pride in front of his angels over Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha several times daily. Several times on daily basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to feel his pride because of Hazrat Khadija, because there is a human being named Khadija available on the planet Earth. Because of her existence, Allah is feeling proud in front of his angels several times daily. So when you have that kind of human being available, obviously she deserves the salam of Allah constantly. And if we make ourselves in sync with that policy of Allah, we are elevating ourselves. Why won't Jibreel send the salam to Hazrat Khadija when Jibreel knows that Allah is sending his salam on Hazrat Khadija? Isn't that right? So we have to make ourselves in sync with the policies and the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make ourselves madhar of Allah's sifat and asma. So we find that at that occasion, when she sent the message, everyone responded negatively. Nobody showed up to help her out at this great time, at this crucial time of the life of every woman. The time of delivery is one of the most crucial times of her life, isn't it right? So we find, look at the help of Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, Allah provides opening for him. So we find four of the women show up at that time, and all of them were shabih, were mushabih to the ladies of Bani Hashim. They have similarity to the women of Bani Hashim, and obviously the ladies of Bani Hashim have fadilat in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have karamat and ihtiram. So when these people, when these ladies showed up into her house, they started to introduce themselves. They said, "Nahnu akhawatuki, we are your sisters, Sara, wahadihi Asiya bint Muzahim." This is Asiya bint Muzahim. Sara is the wife of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Asiya is the wife of Fir'aun, la'natullah alayhi. Asiya is one of the greatest women, one of the four greatest women Allah created. And wahadihi Maryam, and this is Maryam. Basically, Hazrat Sara, the wife of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, is introducing herself and the rest of the ladies. So she said, "This is Maryam, wahadihi Kulsum, and this is Kulsum. Kulsum is the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam." Remember? Hazrat Musa's sister was walking next to the river when this small sanduq and case was put into the river by his mother upon the command of Allah, carrying this newborn baby, Hazrat Musa, in the waves of the Nile until the baby reached the qasr and the palace of Fir'aun. So Hazrat Musa's sister Kulsum salamullah alayha was walking next to the river, and basically this is her. She came also, Kulsum ukht Musa. So they came basically to help Hazrat Khadija salamullah فَجَلَسَتْ وَاحِدَ مِنْهَا عَنْ يَمِينِهَا وَأُخْرَ عَنْ يَسَارِهَا. One of those sat on her right, one on the left, one in front of her, one on her back. And when Hazrat Zahra salam alayha was born, أَشْرَقَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ مِنْهَا النُّورُ حَتَّى دَخَلَ بُيُوتَاتِ مَكَّةِ وَلَمْ يَبْقَ فِي شَرْقِ الْأَرْضِ وَغَرْبِهَا مَوْضِعٌ إِلَّا شَرُقَ ذَلِكَ النُّورُ فِيهِ. When she was born, the hadith from Imam Bakr alayhi salam says that such a noor, in other words, such a noor came out that it entered into every house of Makkah. And not just that, but the noor spread out on the east and the west of the planet Earth. So east and the west, obviously, we understand in the light of that hadith that the whole earth was surrounded with the noor of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. So she deserves to be called Az-Zahra. I mean, this is not enough. Obviously, her noor is the noor that glitters to Ahl al-Samawat as the brightest of the Anwar. So she has much more to the name Az-Zahra than only this. So, and after... So this is the Nuraniyat of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha at the time of birth. And ثم دخل عشرة من الحور العين, عشر من الحور العين, 10 of the hoor from the paradise entered into the house, مع كل واحدة منهن تشت وإبريق من الجنة. Each one of those 10 had a tray, something like a tray, and something like a jug from paradise, and they had Ma'ul Kawthar, at the water of Kausar. Remember, Kausar is the fountain that belongs to the Holy Prophet. Isn't it right? Prophet has said in an hadith, Al Kausar li wa Aliyun saqihi. Kausar belongs to me and Ali is the drink, its drink provider. So each one of those 10 Hur from paradise had the water of Kausar, in their, in those containers or jugs. One of those Hur had the privilege to wash Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi with the water of Kausar and put on her two of the pieces of cloths, whiter than the milk, and the smell of those were better than misk and ambar, musk and ambar. And after that, we find Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, فَنَتَقَتْ فَاطِمَ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامُ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. And وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ بَعْلِي عَلِيًّا سَيِّدُ الْأَوْصِيَاءُ وَوُلْدِي سَادَةُ الْأَصْبَاءُ. And I bear witness that my husband Ali is the leader of all the deputies, all the awsiya, and my children are Sadatul Asba. So basically this is the witness that every imam does. She did the same. She, remember the marriage of Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam with Amir Mumin alayhi salam was done up there long before it was taking place here. She was already, this was already in the control of Allah and in the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ سَلَّمَتْ وَوَدَّعَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ بِإِسْمِهَا. Then Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam started to say salam on each of those women. So she knows all of those women, saying salam to each one of them by mentioning their names. وتباشرت الحور العين وبشر أهل السماوات بعضهم بعضا. And the dwellers of heaven, all those who are in the heavens, they started to congratulate each other over the birth of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha. So basically all those people who belong to Noor, all the Ahlul Noor, were celebrating this great occasion of the birth of Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha. The Nuraniyat of Hazrat Zahra is something which is certainly, if you remember the story of that Yahudi, once Imam Ali al-Islam didn't have the money to get the barley, the sha'ir, that, so jaw. So he took the chadar, this hijab chadar of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, and gave it as rehan to a Yahudi in the city of Medina called Zayd. Now this Yahudi guy, he took the chadar of Hazrat Zahra as rehan, and gave, obviously Imam Ali got some jaw, some sha'ir, some barley in lieu of this. His wife went inside the room, this Yahudi guy, his wife went, he would put the chadar of Hazara in one of the rooms. His wife went inside the room and she found that such a nur coming out of the room, just like, al-Badrul Munir, just like a full moon, just like a full moon inside your tiny room, such a huge noor coming out, which his wife got shocked, absolutely, absolute shock. She rushed to her husband to inform her what is going on in the room. She didn't know about the child. The husband also was very much shocked because he didn't remember that he put the child inside the room. He came to the room and he discovered the same thing. He went and informed his family members. All the people of his tribe, the Jews, there were so many Jews living in Medina. Isn't it right? The narration says that he brought 80 people of his family. 80. And they came, they saw the Noor coming out, and all of them converted into Muslims because of the barakat of Allah Zahra. So a chadar from Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha is enough to convert humans into Islam, into Tawheed, into the walayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is nothing but a religion where we come under the umbrella of the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we allow our soul and our body to be ruled over by the walayatullah. This is the religion Islam. We don't allow our bodies and our souls to be ruled by our own opinions and desires and our own decisions of life. Isn't it right? So a mu'min is not under his own walayat. A mu'min is under the walayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَحَدَثَ فِي السَّمَاءِ نُورُهُ. And we find the Noor of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha reached the sky. ثُمَّ وَلَمْ تَرَهُ الْمَلَائِكَ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. The angels of Allah never witnessed a Noor like that ever. So this is the incident which is described, which we learn in the light of the hadith of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. So, and also then we find later in the hadith, it's a long hadith, later on Imam alayhi salam says that فَكَانَتْ فَاطِمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ تَنْمَى فِي الْيَوْمِ كَمَا يَنْمَى الصَّبِيُّ فِي الشَّهْرِ. She used to grow in a matter of a day as a child grows in the matter of a month. So how much growth your regular child has in 1 month, so the Zahra used to grow that much in 1 day. وَهِيَ تَنْمَى فِي الشَّهْرِ كَمَا أَوْ تُنْمَى فِي الشَّهْرِ كَمَا يُنْمَى فِي السَّنَةِ. And she used to grow in 1 month the way a child grows in 1 year. So this is extraordinary situations that we find for the Masumeen alayhi salatu wasalam, and which signifies the azamat and greatness in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please say salawat. And we find that it was a constant behavior from the Holy Prophet. Making her sit on his own place. Whenever Zahra used to come, Prophet used to stand up. It's not wajib on any father to stand up for his daughter. Isn't it right? But this is not an ordinary daughter. This is a daughter who is Ummu Abiha. The mission of her father is going to continue because of her. The walayat of Allah is going to survive and sustain because of her. And she is part of the hadaful khilqa. She is part of the risalat of Rasulullah. When Prophet says, Fatimatu bad'atun minni, it means that she is part of the nubuwwat and risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fama Muhammadun inda Rasul. Prophet is nothing but a messenger, isn't that right? So every time she used to come, Prophet used to stand up and make her sit on his place. No one can dare sit on the place of the Holy Prophet, except if a person is on the same rutba and manzilat of Rasulullah. Isn't that right? You have to be a khalifa or a wasi to be able to sit on his mansab. It's not an ordinary mansab. So no one can say, even we find in the history, in the tariqh, we find when, Hazrat Abu Bakr came, he sat on the member of the Holy Prophet used to have three steps. Isn't that right? He sat on the first step. Prophet used to sit after going up on three steps, on the fourth place he used to sit. When Hazrat Umar came, he sat on the second step. When Hazrat Uthman came, he sat on the third one. Isn't that right? So when Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, came, he sat where Rasulullah used to sit. So, and the mansab of Rasulullah on the seat of Rasulullah, no one deserves to sit. So this is not an ordinary fadilat that we are talking about, and just anybody can go and sit on any chair. So why is it even mentioned in a speech? This is not an ordinary thing. We are talking about the mansabun ilahi. We are talking about the sitting on the place of Rasulullah requires your ruhaniyat and fada'il and manaqib to be similar to the manaqib and fada'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how you can sit on his plate. And not just that, but he is qama ilayha wa qabbala yadaha. This is narrated from Hazrat Aisha. Whenever Fatima sallallahu alayhi used to come, Prophet used to stand up and kiss her hand and make her sit on his place. So we find that Prophet came once to her house after the marriage, divided the things of the house like that whatever is inside the door belongs to Fatima, whatever is outside of the door is the job of Imam Ali alayhi salam to do. So basically bringing water from the outside. In those days there was no tap water, there was no water available. People used to bring water somewhere from the outside, isn't that right? So bringing water, bringing the firewood. You need firewood to burn and to cook food in those days, isn't that right? So bringing the firewood from the outside, bringing water from outside, whatever, everything else. Anything and everything from outside is the job of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So Hazrat Fatima doesn't need to go out. This is another role model for us to follow. Instead of the husband asking their wife to go and get the grocery, this is the job of the husband to go and do the job of outside themselves. Isn't that right? And cooking food, cleaning the house, everything that belongs to inside is the job of Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha. Hazrat Zahra, when Prophet came after marriage and did this kind of division of the jobs and assignments, Hazrat Zahra replied that no one knows other than Allah ma dakhalani min as-surur, how much happiness Prophet provided to me. So because of this division, she became so much happy. And once Prophet showed up and he found that she's moving the handmill. In those days, you have to use the hand mill to grind the food, whatever, barley or whatever, and also breastfeeding her baby at the same time. And when Prophet saw that, obviously, we know from the history her hand used to have, marks and, kind of got swollen or marks because of all that work that she used to do. Her feet used to get swollen because of her prayers, praying throughout the night. Isn't that right? It's a hadith. The Ravi of the hadith is Imam Hasan al-Mustafa alayhi salam. I saw my mom praying throughout the night. So this Nurani, it doesn't come easy. So her feet used to get swollen, history tells us. So Prophet saw all what she's doing like this, and the Prophet started to cry. And he said to her that, in other words, be patient over the bitterness of dunya, for the sake of the sweetness of akhirah. And Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam replied, Ya Rasulullah, I do hamd of Allah on his ni'mats and shukr of Allah on the karamat. In other words, all the karamat. So these are the most mukarram and personalities in the eyes of Allah. That's where our history informs us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, after this conversation happened between Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi and the Holy Prophet, that's where Allah revealed the verse, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ. So your Lord is going to give you so much that you become pleased. So Allah did not mention the reward of the Holy Prophet, that I'm going to give you this much reward. There is no had, there is no limit mentioned in the Quran for the reward of Rasulullah. Instead, it's a blank check. Because Allah says, your Lord is going to give to you so much that you get pleased. So whatever Prophet demands, whatever Prophet becomes pleased with, it's up to the Prophet. It's a blank check to the Prophet. Isn't that right? So, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَطَرْضَىٰ. How much time do we have for the prayers? 20 minutes. We find that in the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, there is no vegetable more beneficial than khurfa, which is the vegetable of Fatima alayhi salam. And then he said, may Allah have his la'nat on Banu Umayyah, who called this khurfa as baqlat al-hamqa, in other words, the vegetable of the stupid, in order, because of the fact, because they had bugh and adawat towards us and Fatima alayhi wasalam. Because of their adawat, they are even, to that extent, even those are the things that belong to her. They are even hating all those things which belong to Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi and to Ahlul Bayt. We find that she provided the dua to Salman al-Farisi rahmatullahi alayhi wa salamullahi alayhi, which we famously know as dua al-Nur, one of the greatest duas which is narrated from Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi. Dua al-Nur, as you may know already, is related to the fever. Salman Farsi says, I gave this dua after learning from the Zahra sallallahu alayhi. Obviously, he gave this dua to 1,000 people in Medina and Makkah, he says. I gave it to 1,000 people and all of them got shifa. Bismillah al-Nur, Bismillah al-Nur al-Nur. This is the beginning of the dua, which is dua al-Nur. Also, it is important to remember the prayers of Hazrat Zahra, as we are talking about her personality. There is a prayer which is mansub, which is related to her, which is just like two rakats of prayers. Whenever you have any hajat, you can pray a simple two rakats of prayers, just like the Fajr prayers. And when you are done with the prayers, after that, we put our head in the sajda and we read this famous zikr of Ya Mawlati Ya Fatimato Aghifini. O my master, O Fatima, help me. This is one of the greatest azkar and zikr that a mu'min can say. remembering Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, which is the zikr, remembering her is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we put your, you can put your head and set the hand and say this dua 100 times, and then you can put your right cheek on the turbat and repeat this zikr another 100 times. This is now 200 times. Then you put your head again, your forehead again, and you say this zikr again 100 times. This is now 300 times. Then you put your left cheek on the turbat and you say another 100 times. This is now 400 times. And then you put your forehead back over the turbat and finally you say it 110 times. So this will total up to be 510 times. Is that clear? First time we put our forehead and we say it 100 times. Ya Mawlati Ya Fatimato Aghifini. Then we put our right cheek and we say it 100 times. Then we put our forehead back and we say it 100 times. Then we put our left cheek and say it 100 times. And then finally we put our forehead once again and say it 110 times. This is totally 510 times. This is one of the very effective things that we can do whenever we have hajat towards anything, you know. Basically, anything that you can do in your life for the sake of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha has a special fazl in the eyes of Allah, because herself has a special status in the eyes of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to follow the footsteps of this great lady, and especially in these times, which are one of the most crucial times for the Islamic Ummah, as we are all witnessing the massacre of innocent people, the innocent mu'mineen, the massacre which is going on in Bahrain, the massacre of mu'mineen, and which is going on in several other parts of the Islamic world, and the calamity that we are facing. In this situation, Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, like any other situation, serves as the best example for us how to serve the walayat of the Imam of our time. Just like she served the walayat of the Imam of her time by running a campaign, going house to house, personally going house to house in the city of Medina to run a campaign for the walayat of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam at the time when his walayat was usurped. So everything that we do for the sake of the walayat of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam is also a service towards Hazrat Zahra. And this is certainly one of the most beloved acts in her eyes. And whatever is one of the most beloved khidmat towards the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, whatever is the most beloved in her eyes, whatever is beloved in her eyes is also beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْضِبُ لِغَضَبِ فَاطِمَةَ وَيَرْضَى لِرِضَاهَا. Allah becomes angry over the anger of Fatima, and Allah gets pleased for the pleasure of Hazrat Fatima sallallahu alayha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha, and may Allah bless us to follow the footsteps, and our children to follow the footsteps of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha in every matter of our life. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا الله 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 اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واقتل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين